what do you call it, a type of siding, this wooden siding where the boards lap over like that?
Weatherboarding. Weatherboarding.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask something else about that, but I forgot what it was.
That's all right.
Okay, the part that covers the house.
The top of the house?
Right.
Well, you would have the roof, and you mean the corner, whether it would be your shingles or tin or whatever it would be. It'd be a roof of some kind.
What and about the thing that would run around the edge of you? I guess you have one to catch the rain.
Well, gutters, yeah. I have a gutter over this side over here.
It doesn't seem to be very common in the houses.
Well, there's not a lot of need for them, and there's a lot of expense to keeping them up, and I wouldn't have this one over here if it wasn't just that there's over that window and so forth and all like that. And they're quite expensive to keep up, gutters are.
What would you call it, where the roof over the porch makes the roof over the house?
Well, that would be the eave of the roof, wouldn't it?
Well,
the gutter, where it comes together is the gutter, yeah. That would be that. Oh, isn't that the gutter right on? You know, as I say, you've got me kind of a little wool gathering on this here this afternoon. The eaves extend over, and where it comes together is I can't think of it right now, to tell you the truth, I'm sorry.
Okay, what about if you had a little building outside for storing tools or storing wood or whatever, what would you call that?
Well, you could still call that a storage room, and you could have it, call it a tool room or most anything you wanted to, you know, it's just tool room.
Even though it was outside the house?
Yeah, I imagine so. It could, every place needs one. Of course, now they generally put them in the garages. My garage is kind of running over with things now. They generally put them in the garages, and if you need one, if it didn't detract a whole lot, I would possibly build one. But
and what were the words for outdoor toilet?
Well, they call it the outhouse. That's all, outhouse.
No,
some of them call it privy.
Any joking words?
Backhouse, mm-hmm. Privy, outhouse. Well, I guess they call it the outhouse. And did you ever read James Whitcomb Riley's The Passing of the Outhouse? And out behind the house and barn it stood an eighth of a mile or more, and hurrying footsteps had worn a path straight to its swinging door. I won't quote any more of it, but I thought maybe you had read that, didn't you?
I think I might have. It
yeah.
Seems familiar. It's been a long time.
Some people called it the water closet, but there was no water there, you know, because of course naturally they had water facilities for sewerage many, many years ago. We saw it in Pompeii by Joe. Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked if you knew a person that you hadn't actually met, but you know about him. It might says, "Do you know so and so?" You might say, "No, but I." What?
Well, you might say you know of him, or not acquainted with him, but you know of him. Or that's the only thing I know. Not very well acquainted with him, but I know of him.
And if